Welcome to the show if you're just tuning in. It was Mike in the Morning on Radio Life and Style, and we are going to try and lift you up right now, raise the energy. Where are we going? Well, I've got a really cool interview lined up for you right now, and if you are familiar with the name Brett Shuttleworth, well, then you'll kind of know where this is going. If you're not familiar, I'll fill you in right now, because he's in the studio with me, and an international motivator and consciousness teacher in his own right, with other exciting labels that folks have put on him: adventurer, retreat creator and facilitator, and he's been called kind of the golden boy from South Africa, with an international profile. And I want to know what he's doing in Bolito right now. Brett Shuttleworth, welcome to Radio Life and Style, my friend. How are you doing today?
Mark, thank you. Fantastic.
It's great.
Thanks for having me here. What a cool studio you have here.
We like it. Thanks,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah, it is nice and early in the morning. I've got my almond cappuccino here, so...
Hey, life is good. Life is good. Bolito looks good on you.
Yeah, thank you, yeah.
And I believe you've been acclimatizing for a couple of days in town. You are an international presence, based out of Bali, I believe.
Yeah.
But they call you the golden boy from SA, and you've been, if I have my information correct, you've been changing lives for like 20 years. Like over 100,000 people have been a testament to this from all parts of the world. And I want to find out a little bit about your story, firstly, because as I understand it, you come from, like, you're a farm boy from Newcastle. Then you were like a police officer living in the barracks at CR SWAT. Then you, like, went on to become a professional rugby player. And then, like, into the world of modeling as, like, Africa's first male supermodel. And not my words. This is what it is. And then even into Hollywood as an actor. And, I mean... Folks who've seen the box office blockbuster American Pie 2 will have spotted your face. How did this all unfold?
Yeah, I mean, just reading that just out there, it's... I've got to sit back and reflect as well. My gosh, and that's the beauty of life, like living on the mystery of it all, and not knowing what your future holds is really something that I teach, for all of this to have unfolded in front of me is really makes this life so special. And so, of course, yeah, can you imagine CR SWATs? I used to ride that little tin yellow van back in those days. Two days on and then two nights on and then 4 days off, which was great. And then, yeah, to end up, you know, in Hollywood and traveling the world and blindly being discovered as a model. I mean, I'm a farm boy from Newcastle. I remember the guy who discovered me. I thought he had one intention: to get me up to his room and take pictures of me.
Well, you know, and Hollywood, isn't it?
And so, anyway, it worked out fantastically. I was so privileged and honored to be able to do that, especially traveling at such a young age. You know, it was I worked in 16 different countries, traveled to about 28 different countries to date. So, really, what an education, what an eye opener in terms of life itself. And that led me to a different path completely, because there was still something missing. Even though I'd achieved all those things, you know, I was getting patted on the back, Brett, well done. Oh my God, how does it feel to be a supermodel, a Hollywood actor? And it was all great, but somehow there was something missing. And I learned so much from it. I wouldn't change a thing. But it was part of my path to eventually question something way deeper in life. And what is our real purpose here, right? So yeah. It almost felt like I was living an unauthentic life, because I can assure you there's nothing in me that wants to wear a gold G-string and put makeup on and walk down a ramp in Paris to open up the Gucci campaign.
Hey, you know, somebody's got to do it.
You got to do what you got to do. but ultimately, I had to question, why I was doing it. And, my soul wasn't really smiling doing it, although I was getting all
the kicks,
the plaudits for it, right? And so that changed my life, man. I actually literally walked away from everything and started searching for a bigger meaning in life.
Amazing. And the journey led you to, I mean, your current base, when you're not bouncing around the world, you currently live in Bali, in the area known as the Islands of Gods, is that right?
Yeah.
What a cool name. And you've traveled all over the world on your current mission. Yeah. I mean, obviously, as you say, it's been a journey, but you've now reached a space where you look back and you reflect, and I want to know what your current mission is and what's brought you to Balito, because here you are sitting in our studio. Tell our audience what you're doing in town and where you are in your life right now.
Geez, it sounds like a mystery script that you've got there. Island of Gods and, and Bali. It's like and
cool movie.
It's very cool. I'm currently in Balito. It's so exciting for me. It's the first time. I'm a KZN boy. I was born in Pietermaritzburg, grew up in Newcastle. Rugby was my everything. Got called up at a very young age to be in the Natal squad, and rugby, that is. And I was at the watching the Boko on Saturday, unfortunately, or fortunately.
Oh, what a game.
Great vibe. But the result, it wasn't exactly the way I thought it would go. And so currently what I'm doing here in Balito, and it's the first time, since those days of Hollywood and all of that, I'd found something that I was searching for that I've been teaching around the world for the last 20 years. So how that's unfolded into many a ways in terms of which I teach it. One of the ways is I have created a company called Smiling Soul Creations that hosts retreats around the world. And for the first time, we've chosen to, I've chosen to come back to KZN, back to my hometown, and share this work that I've been sharing all over the world with my homeboys, with my family, my KwaZulu-Natal family.
So this is the first KZN retreat that you're conducting after having done this all over the world.
Yes.
And this could be the beginning of a really special, maybe a recurring, regular,
absolutely,
annual KZN thing.
Absolutely. I'm in it. I've had the fortune. I've been fortunate to I did a beautiful sea swim the other day, but in the rock pool in front of the Salt Rock Hotel there. I know you're familiar with that. Lovely walks on the beach. Balito is so gorgeous, man. It's one of the most beautiful places in the world. And just to be here just confirms that absolutely Smiling Soul Retreats is coming back here every single year.
Wow.
That's what I'm currently doing here. I'm very excited. We kick off tomorrow. It's a 3-day retreat. At the Salt Rock Hotel, and
is there any space left?
it's so cool, man. When we get to South Africa, I do retreats in Cape Town and in Pilansburg, and of course the first one here in KZN. But we sell out these retreats, both in Bali, both in India. We do them in Croatia. This particular one is sold out, but we still have a handful of day passes.
Okay.
Yeah. So anybody that's listening to this, that's heard about my work, that's keen to discover what their true purpose is, wanting to just live a life of inspiration and motivation and just be inspired about their day. And this retreat is all about that. It's about coming home to discover who you truly are and what your true purpose is on this life. As you've seen there, hundreds and thousands of people have done this work, and it literally has become life-changing in so many ways. So, yeah, I invite anybody that's listening to this. Have you got a detail, a number, or anything we can hand out there?
I've got a number in front of me, and if you're listening, and if you'd be keen to get those questions answered, those itches scratched, well, the number to call to find out about those very limited day passes, 082-902-0994. That number again, get your phone out your pocket, are you ready? 082-902-0994. 0994. Venetia will answer your call and take your questions and make sure that you can experience some of the magic that Brett has brought to town. And I suppose the million-dollar question, Brett, is how do you change someone's life or alter the course of their life towards, you know, something more meaningful over the course of a couple of days on retreat? And where did you learn the skills to impart this?
Yeah. firstly, one has to have a real deep desire in terms of wanting to discover what life is really about. What are we doing here? I remember as a little boy, I used to stare into the stars at night on the hostel roof in Newcastle and think, geez, there must be something bigger to life than just my melodrama and my to-do list and all this. What is the bigger meaning? What is our purpose here? And that question burned in me from a very young age. And then, of course, when I left Hollywood, I decided to go and search for these answers, because even though I'd achieved these things that, you know, I'd been conditioned to believe that would bring me to, you know, this happiness, this nirvana, it still didn't. And I thought, shit, well, then I'm in trouble. I mean, what else do I need to do here in order to feel fulfilled? And that question burned in me. I ended up traveling through 4 different countries, searching, staying in different ashrams. I ended up then in India for 3 years, studying all different mythologies, religions, Buddhism, Zen, Hindu, Christianity, very, very hard daily rituals of learning and methods and meditation and all sorts of things from all walks of life. And eventually I got little pieces from everybody, if you know. I'm almost like a phony holy. I'll take whatever will get me to this place of freedom and and understanding of how it all is. And the culmination of studying under these incredible teachers, some of them saints, by the way, for months on end, just brought me what I was looking for, these answers. And these are the answers that I teach across the world at the moment, whether it's through motivational talks, whether it's through coaching, whether it's through retreats. And so, you know, at the end of the day, I teach consciousness. Consciousness is, to put it very simply, we are literally identify with our thoughts every day, our feelings every day. And we feel that that is our self. That's our true self. So all our worries, all our problems, the relentless thoughts that go through us, we literally enroll into them. We identify them as though they are us. When you are able to shift your consciousness, there's something in you that is way deeper than your thoughts and your feelings, that which you can observe, that those thoughts and feelings. And if you can observe something, like if you have a dream and you dream of a purple guitar in the dream, that doesn't mean that you are the purple guitar, right? So if you can witness these thoughts that are troubling you day in and day out, and your feelings, and be the witness to them, in other words, be the witness to the actor in the story, then versus being the actor in the story, it changes the game. You will also notice that everything that materializes changes form. Your feelings, your situations, your relationships, your money, everything changes form. And yet we focus on that which changes all the time to make us feel fulfilled, our self-worth. Like only when we achieve, you know, certain goals at work, then we feel great. Only when he opens the door, only when he treats me properly, etc. So we sort of always relying on the outside world to make us fulfilled. The most incredible thing that I've discovered in my life and what I teach is that feeling that you are searching for, whether it's through your white picket fence, marriage, new Porsche car, new job, whatever, that feeling, that coming home, that nirvana that you're looking for, is so incredibly that we have been blessed with this grace that it is in us already, regardless of what goes on outside of us. And when you discover that, your true nature, it literally is the cure for everything in life. You stop taking things so seriously. You start putting all your I use the word devotion, if you want, because the feeling of being free and joyful and well-being every day is way more important than even you getting your ducks in a row. So most of your work is to stay in this place that you are already, by the way. No one's ever taught us about this. It's not a school curriculum. Mm. And so that's the astonishing thing. You know, people that have done my work have come to this realization. They've introduced themselves to themselves for the first time of their life. And it's been absolutely mind-changing, life-changing. Because ultimately, just to wrap it up quickly, is that we don't attract what we want in life, right? You attract who you're being, the energy of who you are inside. We are energy and we attract who we are. Like, you can have all the game plans outside. You can be a mind power. Oh, I'm rich, I'm beautiful, and stare into the room. But your inner dialogue is going, yeah, whatever, man. Get on with it. You got you on a bicycle. It's not going to happen, right? So, however, even though we can't get the outside world the way we want it to, at least we can get what's going on inside us the way we want it to. And when we do that, right, we attract all the beautiful things in our life, because we're coming from a cup of is overflowing, yeah, versus coming from a place of lack in life.
Wow. Listen, yeah. I can see you're not just a guy who talks the talk. You live it yourself. You're the embodiment of it, and you're going to be, over the next couple of days, guiding some lucky people through it in an immersive 360 degree experience right here in Belita, Salt Rock. It's based out of the Salt Rock Hotel, I believe. And for anyone listening to this, if you are picking up what Brett Shuttleworth is putting down, I would seriously advise you to get in touch and find out about one of those day passes so that you can drop in and experience this for yourself firsthand from the man himself. Mm. The number to call, once again, for inquiries on that front, 082-902-0994. That number again, 082-902-0994. And while you're at it, while you've got your phone in your hand, why don't you follow my special guest on his social media feeds, Brett Shuttleworth. You'll find him on all the main platforms. International motivator and consciousness teacher, adventurer, retreat facilitator, and a KZN ambassador to the world. Brett Shuttleworth, thanks for popping in on a Thursday, man. Thanks for giving us some stuff to think about this morning, some real nuggets of gold to chew on. Yeah. And while you're still in town, I hope you get a little chance to let your own hair down. Aside from all the important work you're doing, do you have any R&R planned outside of the retreat?
Yeah, I always get asked that. They're like, listen, do holy men have fun? most certainly, man, how can you not take advantage of this gorgeous summer in KwaZulu-Natal? I think everybody in South Africa, I think they do anyway. Hey, they come down here for a holiday. It's the only piece of golden in the winter that's really pleasurable. So I've got a couple of motivational gigs that I've got to that I'm speaking at, which I'm really excited about. And yes, and then after that, a little bit of family and friends time, and then I'm back off to Bali for our next retreat in Bali, and then followed up that with a retreat in India. Wow, and yeah, so I definitely will be taking advantage of letting my hair down here a little bit and enjoying the beautiful sounds and tastes and culture of Belita.
And before we wrap up, do you have a final word or a last message for our listener this morning?
I do. I just want to say that wherever you are seen, you are heard, you are not alone. There's something inside of you that is so profound and beautiful, and nothing, you don't have to do anything. You don't have to travel anywhere. You don't have to do anything to discover this place. Just cool your mind down, literally quieten down your mind, and in there will be a little voice that speaks to you, and that little voice will always guide you in the right direction. We all know that. Spend time in nature, cool your mind down, and listen to your heart. It'll guide you in the right direction.
There you go. Brett Shuttleworth, ladies and gentlemen, giving you words to live by on a Thursday morning. Coming to you right here on Radio Life and Style. Brett, wishing you an absolutely smashing first KZN retreat. Here's to many more, and looking forward to catching up again the next time you're in town. What do you say?
Mark, I appreciate it. Thank you for having me here, and congratulations on this awesome creation here, this radio station, lifestyle radio station here in Belita. I really acknowledge you. Thank you for the beautiful interview.
Thank you, my friend. Back to the music with the Lighthouse family right now, shining on a Thursday.